The steel town of Pittsburgh tells so many stories of this nation's growth and change. The story of the white immigrant steelworkers, it's not a pleasant one.
To the workers in the steel mills, Pittsburgh was hell with the lid off. Said one, "My people do not live in America. We live underneath America. America goes on over our heads."
Those days of poison air and steady paychecks described in a YouTube video by James von Schilling are literally gone. The city is cleaned up. The ethnic makeup on the streets of the city changed once the mills closed and whites set out for other communities. Now it's changing again. The long-gone historic townhouses and stoops of Steel Town, plus its old buildings converted to loft space near one of the most beautiful riverfronts in the USA. Fancy new eateries and tall, shiny high-rises are starting to share historically black neighborhoods, like East Liberty, where land prices are rising and the pressure to sell is enormous. All the changes have ignited a discussion about race and prosperity. Our series, Uncomfortable Truths, is a conversation brought to us in this program by Virginia Albino Young, a reporter at WESA in Pittsburgh. She convened two Pittsburghers, James Logbow, a successful real estate developer from Washington, D.C., and lifelong resident of East Liberty, Nyla Payton. Both are African Americans, but their views on change are quite different.
My name's James. I'm 34 years old. I've been in Pittsburgh about a year.
Hi, I'm Nyla Payton. I'm 36 years old. I lived in Pittsburgh my whole life. I have two kids, ages 3 and 17, Aaron and Tyjon. I'm recently married to my husband, who's from Baltimore, Maryland. I've seen a lot change in Pittsburgh, just being here all these years, and some of it for the better, some of it for the worse. Like, I grew up in East Liberty, and East Liberty growing up was predominantly black, but I say maybe in the last 7 to 10 years, I've seen more Caucasians moving into the area, and it's like, okay, where are they coming from? Then they're building a Target, and I've never knew what Target was until recently, and it's actually awesome because I go to Target all the time.
I never really considered myself, it's going to sound bad, but a part of the problem, so to speak. When I think of gentrification, I think of the idea of, if we're saying the community was majoritively African American and now it's not, well, I'm an African American, so I fit. Now, if it's a socioeconomic thing, well, yeah, I couldn't afford to live there probably like 5 years ago either, but, you know, nah, I can. So I think that's the goal that we all have, is to be able to like improve our situation in life.
Seeing the gentrification going on is crazy because it's like the cost of living is rising, but people's wages are staying the same. And that's another reason why I'm in Hospital Workers Rising in the Fight for 15, because I want everybody to be able to make a living wage and live comfortably in Pittsburgh without being displaced and move to the outskirts and go through the same situation, having to catch more buses just to get to the same location and get to work and work those hours. The middle school that I went to is now the apartment complex that I believe Google bought. Mm-hmm. And the monthly rent is almost triple of what I pay in my monthly mortgage at the house that I live in now.
Wow.
So it's like, how are we supposed to afford these places with the wages that are not living up to those expectations? And even making a little over $15 an hour, I still couldn't afford to live outside of where I am now without housing assistance. And even with housing assistance, the mortgage or the rent rates are still higher than what I could really afford as far as my budget goes with two children.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like this, the new people that live there now. Like, it seems like the East Liberty is being built for them and not for the people who are actually already there. And it kind of breaks my heart because it's like, okay, I've been here all my life. Where are my perks for this? You know, and it's like it's kind of a tough pill to swallow, but it's going down.
When I'm here in Pittsburgh, this is actually, I get to see more minorities than I do in my day-to-day for work. I'm an area sales manager, and I cover from Erie all the way down to Charleston, West Virginia.
Cool.
And so I'm spending nights and a couple of days at a time in parts that are like super rural, where it's like, I'm going to just go to the Chipotle and go to the hotel, and I'm not even going to go, like, anywhere else. Not because I'm fearful, but just, why would I? It's just, it's totally not my realm.
Like, you stand out like a sore thumb.
So when I come to Pittsburgh, it's just like, to me, it's just a city. It's just a city just like any other city, and it's going through, you know, a lot of what I've seen in some of the other places I've lived, and it's not that I'm super well traveled, but it just seems kind of like that is the progression. It is one where I've got some friends that are doing better than me, and some friends that aren't doing as well as me, and we all start in different places as well. And unfortunately, it stinks because a lot of my friends are getting displaced out of their homes in D.C. out into the suburbs of Maryland, and I can understand both sides of the story, I guess. Especially for the new person who's coming in, it's like, well, right. Don't be a jerk. And I think when I think of the problem, quote unquote, it's the person who's moving into, let's say, an urban neighborhood or a neighborhood that's got a really diverse population, from the tenants to like the people that walk the streets, and then having a problem with it.
Right. I just want to see things progress into a beautiful Pittsburgh. The gentrification is slowly showing its head, but are they really seeing it? Do they want to see it? I want to make Pittsburgh better in the future from what I've seen. Like, it's been a good Pittsburgh growing up, then it's shifted, and right now it's trying to, look better. But like I said, it has to be better. People have to make living wage in order to be able to afford these new condos and houses they're building. The apartments next to me, they're completely gated off. They're about to tear down those projects, and I'm going to sit there and see what they're going to build next. Is it going to be better than what it was before? Is it going to be the same, just looks nicer? Like, I'm kind of worried how it's going to play out.
Well, I really do hope that the people that made the city what it is get to continue to at least be a part of it. Like, and that sounds really trite, but a lot of what brought me to Pittsburgh was wanting to get away from some of the, I don't have a better way of putting it, but the fakeness that comes with like a D.C. or a L.A. or a New York. Everyone has an angle. And every time I'd come to Pittsburgh, I remember I always heard the best jokes, I could be at a bar and sit next to anyone. I really like what I've seen out of Pittsburgh, and I'd hate to see it change. I don't necessarily want to be a part of that change, but I'm new here, so I guess by definition, I am.
I would actually like to help promote change by actually running for some type of city council, like the mayor. That's my ultimate goal, is to be mayor of Pittsburgh sometime in the near future. So vote for me. but yeah, I want to actually be hands-on in making Pittsburgh into the Pittsburgh that it used to be when I was growing up, where everybody basically liked the cheers song. Everybody knew your name. They were happy that you were around, and everybody just got along great. Didn't matter who you were, where you were from, what your pay rate was. Everybody lived comfortably. At least that's what I saw. And that's how I want Pittsburgh to be when my children are my age, saying, well, my mom helped make Pittsburgh great.
Pennsylvania's western daughter, with your tubes of liberty.
That was James Logbow and Nyla Payton. Special thanks to Virginia Alvino Young at WESA in Pittsburgh for moderating the conversation. We want to keep those conversations going. If you have a story and would like to participate, visit thetakeaway.org. Just tell us who you'd like to have a difficult talk about race with. Tell us about a conversation you've heard. It could be with a friend, a family member, a coworker. We'd love to hear from you.